T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Taking a stand on abortion in New York State.
So no governor, no legislator, no political swing can ever jeopardize a woman's right to control her own body in this state.
Well, I think it was a manufactured crisis. The excuse used that the more conservative-leaning Supreme Court is about to pass an overturn of Roe v. Wade, and we need to do this right away.
Basically, the state said, well, we can grant greater rights under our state constitution than what's granted under the federal constitution.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 and 716, and so much to get to on this one. New York lawmakers have passed one of the nation's strongest protections for abortion rights, saying the women of New York need legal safeguards if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. The Democrat-led Senate and Assembly passed the bill Tuesday, the 46th anniversary of the Roe decision.
I say bittersweet, because there is a bitterness, because we shouldn't be here in the first place.
Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo immediately signing it into law.
We should not have a federal government that is trying to roll back women's rights to a point 47, 48, 50 years ago. This administration defies American evolution. We're supposed to be moving forward. We're supposed to be advancing. We're supposed to live and learn. We're supposed to be growing. And their entire perspective on the world is a retrospective. We're going to go back, take you back to the good old days, instead of take us forward. Everything is about division by income, by race, by gender, just over and over and over, the same mantra. So that's the bitterness. We shouldn't be here. And the bitterness is how fast that political pendulum can swing. Just think, when we were debating the Reproductive Health Act, our Republican colleagues in the Senate said to us, it's unnecessary anyway, because no one would ever try to reverse Roe v. Wade. Remember that? That's what they said. It was unnecessary because nobody would try to reverse Roe v. Wade. Well, how wrong they were, because this president and these extremists are going there. Do not kid yourself. Today's decision on the military ban for transgender, that 5-4, you're going to hear that over and over and over again. That's why they wanted the Supreme Court. And that's why we had to pass this law to protect our state. And that's why I believe we have to go even a step further and do a constitutional amendment so no governor, no legislator, no political swing can ever jeopardize a woman's right to control her own body in this state.
Known as the Reproductive Health Act, the measure replaces a 1970 state abortion law that was passed 3 years before Roe legalized abortion nationwide. It codifies many abortion rights laid out in Roe and other court rulings, including a provision permitting late-term abortions when a woman's health is endangered. The new law also authorizes physician assistants to perform some abortions. The new law was championed by the new Democratic legislative leadership across the board in Albany, opponents predicting the bill will lead to more late-term procedures.
I've heard from literally hundreds of constituents on both sides, I would say more against the bill.
Republican Western New York State Senator Chris Jacobs gave this a lot of consideration and has reservations about how it all went down.
I really tried to look at the bill on its face, and there was a real difference when I delved into this from what the advocates were saying this was to what it actually did. The advocates said all this bill would do was going to codify in the state law the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling from decades ago. And the reason they said they needed to do this was protections against the assault on abortion rights from the federal government, which, frankly, we haven't seen, and the Supreme Court is not entertaining at this point any court cases regarding abortion. But be that as it may, it was billed as just a codification of Roe v. Wade for extra protection. But when I really read the law, and it's a very lengthy piece of legislation that does a lot of repealing of existing law, penal law, and health law, and education law, what I really saw was much different than a mere codification. It is a dramatic expansion of abortion in the later the ability for people to have abortions in the later stages of pregnancy, so-called late-term abortion. And that was the main reason I was concerned about it. Right now, in New York State, abortion is legal up through 6 months, the first 6 months of a pregnancy. There's an exception after that period of time, the remaining 3 months, to preserve the life of the mother. That was what was in the previous law up till the bill passed yesterday. Now there's just a broad, that preserving the life of the mother was replaced by a broad and vague health exception. And that health exception can be emotional health, you know, and those sort of vague determinants to justify a late-term abortion. That's really the main reason I was concerned about this. Two other elements that concern me very much is the law would allow non-doctors to provide abortions, physician's assistants and midwives. And I think this is a significant medical practice and should be done under the care of a doctor. And finally, in the way the law had previously been, it protected women when somebody assaulted them in an attempt to cause an abortion. And we have many cases, unfortunately, of that. All those criminal penalties were stripped and the ability. So now if an individual, and this happens quite a bit, I hate to say this, kicked a woman down the stairs in with the intent of committing abortion, killing that fetus. If that fetus dies, that baby dies, there is no ability now to criminally charge for that loss of life. So those are the main reasons I felt this was an extreme piece of legislation. I felt that there was a ruse of using a fear that something was going to happen at the federal level and saying it was just a minor technical codification. But in reality, I felt it was a broad expansion of later-term abortion. That, I think, I was very uncomfortable with. And I think people, if they read it, even a lot of people who are pro-choice read the legislation, I think they would agree with me. So I tried to do my due diligence. I tried to look at both sides of the issue, and this is where I came out.
Is it that example you gave or something else in the law that you think is going to have the biggest impact in the state?
I think the biggest impact will be the broad health exception. And keep in mind also now the person determining that health exception will not just be a doctor. Does a midwife or a physician's assistant use the same calculus and expertise and experience to determine what is a legitimate health exception and what is not? So I think that what we'll see there is we will see more late-term abortions and also partial birth abortions. And so that was a concern. And I think that there's a dangerous scenario of people who are not experienced enough to deal with these procedures being able to do them. So it was again, the expansion, kind of deprofessionalization of not having just doctors do this, and also the fact that now people who are assaulted with the attempt to cause a death of a fetus will not be able to be criminally charged. I don't think that protects women more. I think it protects them less.
Chris, was there a rush to get this done?
Well, I think it was a manufactured crisis. I think that the excuse used that the more conservative-leaning Supreme Court is about to pass an overturn of Roe v. Wade. And we need to do this right away. And what happened was that what we saw yesterday, where not only, I mean, unprecedented, where it went through committee yesterday morning, was voted on the floor yesterday afternoon, and then the governor signed it. I've never heard of that. But right now, both new appointees to the Supreme Court have both stated that Roe v. Wade is settled law. And further, there is no Roe v. Wade or abortion type court cases on the docket in the Supreme Court. So there is not a rush on this issue. But I believe it was an excuse to achieve the goal of this broader piece of legislation. And I just think it's unfortunate because, as we all know, this is probably the most polarizing issue of our time, and it was just unfortunate that it needed to happen this way. But I just hope folks know on either side that I tried to look at the specifics and actually what was in this piece of legislation and do what I thought was the right thing for the people I represent.
Well, what happened is the state bill now says that you can have late-term abortions up to 24 weeks. The federal Roe v. Wade and so on was 12 weeks. And basically the state said, well, we can grant greater rights under our state constitution than what's granted under the federal constitution.
WBEN legal contributor Paul Cambria on WBEN Wednesday morning on the legal aspects of it all.
Federal constitution basically... Roe v. Wade says under the Ninth Amendment and 14th Amendment, basically abortion rights are under right of privacy. And so the state now said, well, we can make that a longer time under our state constitution. And it's interesting because over 15 years ago, I had the cases in New York, which where the court said, our Court of Appeals, that greater rights can be granted under a state constitution. So that's what's happened here. So that means that even if Roe v. Wade is overturned in New York, you could still have a legal abortion up to as many as 24 weeks.
Paul, some are wondering, can this new law that was signed just last night by the governor and approved by the legislature yesterday, can it be challenged in any way?
Well, it could be challenged. You know, they could always try to have the court say that the right of privacy is not substantiated by the state constitution, or that you know, the state doesn't have the power to do this, but it's unlikely that the court would overturn it.
What do you see happening based on, you know, what you're seeing in the courts now federally and from a state level? At the state side, they're talking about a constitutional amendment. Federally, do you ever see these abortion laws changing or Roe v. Wade being overturned?
Well, very possible. Now the Supreme Court has switched to a potential conservative majority with our new Supreme Court justice. And so there is a possibility that the high court could overrule, if you will, Roe v. Wade. And that's exactly the reason why the legislature in New York passed a law that allows these late-term abortions because, again, it's under the state constitution. So we could have the federal overturned and still have the ability to have these late-term abortions in New York State.
One of the provisions in this new abortion law in New York State removes criminal penalties. So that means that anyone who might harm an unborn child would not be charged?
Well, it isn't anyone. It has to be a physician. But what they've done is expanded a little bit. They've allowed PAs, if you will, physician's assistants, to also perform abortions, the surgical ones, and kind of expanded some of the medical abortions, you know, pills and so on that would induce abortion without, you know, physical surgery. So they did expand who can do it. And when we say decriminalize, basically all they said was, it can be greater than 12 weeks and still be legal and not a crime. That's why they had to change all those penal provisions in the New York Code to allow for the 24 weeks.
There are a lot of people wondering, even though this law passed by both houses, signed by the governor, is the law something that could be, do you foresee it being challenged in state court?
Well, absolutely. As I say, it can be challenged just the way in the federal court they could challenge Roe v. Wade. And it would depend upon, obviously, the majority in our Court of Appeals in Albany. So that's a possibility, but I think it's a long shot that it would be overturned.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.